I should be writing number 432.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor.
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Merle Lafferty, and I think I'm using the right microphone this time. Today is October 2nd. If you are doing our NaNoWriMo conditioning, I was going to call it boot camp, but I think Tempest doing a real boot camp, not real boot camp, but she's running something that's like a boot camp to prepare for NaNoWriMo, and I don't want to step on her toes, so I'm calling it conditioning. And mine is completely unofficial. So, anyway, if you are doing NaNoWriMo conditioning today, you need to write 105 words. Now, it doesn't sound like much. And you can write more, certainly. But, you know, as the month goes on, you're going to be getting up into the 800, 900. So that's why we're conditioning a little bit more every day. So we had a really interesting question in the Discord. If you would like to join the Discord, you can support the Patreon at the $5 level, by the way, or higher. And we have writer bots that run sprints or give writing prompts or run word wars. They're pretty active during NaNoWriMo. But question came from there. How can you tell the difference between this editor is not right for me and I need to be less precious about receiving editorial suggestions? That's a great question because there's so many things that make us question ourselves. And even if we sign on with an agent or an editor whose job it is to help us be the best we can be, we still may question them. I haven't had that problem with editors, but I have had that with agents where I just was unsure that this was the right agent for me because I didn't feel like when we talked, we were talking about the same thing or sounding like we wanted to move in the right direction. So the first thing is a gut feeling. And this is not a gut feeling that you get when you get noticed, when you get notes back from an edit because that's probably always going to be bad. But if you're ever talking to them about your writing, where you want to go, what you want to do, your goals, and they're not on board, or they're trying to gently steer you in another direction, it's time to question whether they're right for you. I've had this problem twice, because twice I've had agents at large, reputable companies that, you know, in these large companies knew a lot of people. So even everybody I talked to said, you don't want to leave this agent. They've got so much at their disposal. They got so much, you know, back end and support and, you know, film rights people and foreign rights people and they know everybody and blah, blah, blah. But I had the gut feeling that it wasn't right. And I just sat there for months just wondering, what do I do? And I feel like I've told this story a lot in the past couple of weeks, but essentially, I asked her if she was excited about what I was writing, and she said no. When it comes to your story, there's going to be some stuff that are deal breakers. My editor asked me to completely change around a scene and remove two minor characters, which was fine, and I did that. And I think the scene is stronger now because of it. If she had asked me to change any of the ethnicities or genders of my characters, that would have been a much harder sell. But it's not time for that soapbox. It's time to decide whether the editor is right for you. And really, when you talk about where you want to go, where your thoughts are with the book, your thoughts are with your career, the next thing you want to write, see how receptive they are. And if they're not, or they're trying to push you in another direction, you have to decide, is that best for me, or am I right? And sometimes, oftentimes, they will make, they, you know, they're in the business of this. And it should be a business for us too, and it is, but it's also got to be stuff that's coming from your heart. So if your editor says, you know, you struck it rich on this series, let's put the golden handcuffs on you and you can write 20 more books. And maybe you don't want to write the 20 more books. But sometimes people have said they listened to their editor and they had reservations and then they turned out to be right. It's a case-by-case thing, but I'd say first, your gut. Listen to that. And second, try to talk about things beyond your book. And lastly, whenever you get an edit letter, unless the deadline is just breathing down your neck and unfair and terrible, then take a step, like read the edit letter and then step away, and then metaphorically and physically, and think about it and feel hurt and be convinced that they're absolutely wrong and stupid. And then, you know, maybe the next day you'll think, oh, well, they may not have had a point here, and I guess I could tweak that without changing too much. And then, you know, about a week goes by and you're thinking, they probably know what they're doing and they can help me make this better. So it's really hard to answer that question because you never know if something's going to work out or not. It's ultimately your decision. And it's so hard to step away. It's so hard to leave, especially as a relatively new writer, because they're the professionals. They're the ones who've been in the industry for so long. Clearly they know what they're talking about. And I'm a newcomer. What's wrong with me that I can't get this right? What's wrong with me that I can't understand why they want to do this? Are they right about my career because they've been doing this forever? Or is it the fact that it's my career making me think, no, I don't think it's right? It's hard to trust yourself. And sometimes you may make a mistake, but I can tell you that every time I had a gut feeling about my agent, I was right. And when I met my current agent, I had a gut feeling about her, and it was a positive one. And that turned out to be right. I've had a fun day. I started out going to the doctor to look at my badly cut finger. And so now I'm on antibiotics, but no stitches. And then I had to go to the dentist and find out that I have to replace a crown, which I hate. I've got dental phobias brought on by childhood, so this is not a happy thing I'm hearing. And then on the way home from the dentist, my agent called. And my agent only ever calls without actually making a meeting. Like, she'll text me and say, when's a good time to call or something. She only ever calls with, like, really good news or really bad news. And this time it was good news, so yay. So it's been a real roller coaster of a day. But my finger's healing. I'm going to get some good audiobooks to carry me through this crown fitting and all that. At least I don't have to have a root canal, because I've already had a root canal on that tooth. There's no more root. Ugh, teeth, man. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I guess the shorter versions of the podcast don't allow me to talk personally very much. So I throw it in there from time to time. If you have supported at the $5 or above level and you want to get into the Discord, each of the invites I send out are only good for 24 hours. So if you want in, then email me and I will send you an invite. I tried to join the Discord of one of my favorite game streamers and then remembered the majority of people who follow game streamers are teenagers. So, a lot of the discussion is, oh no, I have to go to school tomorrow. Which, you know, is a legitimate complaint, just not one I identify with very much right now. But our Discord, we talk about books and writing and podcasts and all sorts of stuff. I've got a couple more things to do before I can officially call this day done and then go have a celebratory glass of wine. So I will sign off here. This is I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I say that in the beginning and now I'm saying it at the end, like a bookend. The website is at Merverse.com. You can email me at MightyMer@gmail.com, Twitter at MightyMer, and Patreon, patreon.com/MightyMer. And I will see you tomorrow. And remember, your goal for the day is 105 words. And that's only if you got your 53 yesterday. If you did not, then your goal is 158. So catch up. Because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/MightyMer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.